And you are listening to KPCW Park City. It's This Green Earth. I'm Claire Wiley. And our next guest, I'm really excited to talk to because we have so many issues with food waste in our communities here in America. And I think that this is a great topic of conversation. And we are going to be speaking with For My City founder and executive director, Christopher Dipnarine, who is joining us right now on This Green Earth. Welcome, Chris.
Yeah, hi, good morning. How's everyone?
Well, we are doing great. We are glad that you're joining us this morning. We have a lot to talk about in the way of food waste, and I know that this is something that you have delved into very deeply and that you are working toward creating solutions in this arena. And so we want to get to know you a little bit better and also your organization and then what you're going to be doing here in Park City in April. So first, let's start with your organization. Can you tell us your mission and how this all began, For My City?
Yeah, sure. So at For My City, we're an environmental sustainability organization, primarily with a focus on addressing food waste and food insecurity and the harmful effects food waste has on our environment. Our mission is pretty simple. You know, it's to reduce the environmental impacts of organic waste while improving food security and health security for families in the community. And doing this, you know, in a community-centric type process. So kind of in a nutshell, we just tell people, you know, we rescue food, we get out to those that are facing food insecurity. But when I launched this organization, I did not just want to address food, like food insecurity and food waste. I wanted to make sure we built a closed loop system that stops food waste, you know, as a whole. So For My City is based on a four-phase sustainability plan. Phase one being source reduction and education. So kind of like what we're doing here, speaking about food waste, meeting with vendors and food distributors and educating them and about donating food instead of trashing it. Phase two is feed the hungry. I'm proud to say we've rescued and distributed about 304 million pounds of food since I started this organization in 2018. That's a huge number. And again, you know, we've never purchased a pound of food. That's 304 million pounds of food that would have gone to waste. Phase three is what else can we do with food waste? So we've successfully created our own line of biodegradable products utilizing food waste, primarily cornstarch and sugarcane bagasse. To replicate most of the products used in the food realm. So, you know, stuff like shrink wrap, takeout containers, cups, spoons, cutlery, any of those type of things that we utilize in the food industry, we can replicate it in a biodegradable or compostable form. And then last phase is phase four. We've developed technology that turns food waste into usable soil within a 24-hour cycle. It's a closed cylinder system, so we can put it in any type of city. Doesn't have any kind of harmful odors or water runoff. So you can put it inside your building. We have the largest one to scale operating it out of our facility in Baltimore, Maryland. It's able to turn 6,000 pounds of food waste or organic waste into usable soil in 24 hours. Our product is BPI certified and our soil is UMRI certified for the product that we just use organic in the machine. But that's a little bit about us. That's a mouthful.
Well, that's a lot to digest. It really is, but it's wonderful because it does sound like you are taking this from start to finish. So your organization is really tackling this in a very holistic way. And
yes,
this can be replicated, hopefully, in other areas. And it sounds like you're very graciously trying to get the rest of the United States to understand what is happening with food waste and also tackle it in this manner. So I think that it's really great to see a very complete way in which to handle this. Now, we're going to get back into some of those experiences that you've had with your organization and some particular ways in which you enact this. But first, I'd also like to talk about you and how you came to this position. What led you to begin this organization and a little bit more about your background personally?
Well, personally, I mean, I grew up in Trinidad and Tobago. I grew up very poor, very food insecure. Moved to the U.S. in 1998. I was 18 at the time. Just, you know, pursuing dream, you know, education, career opportunities. Through my journey, I was very successful in life, you know, thanks to God. I had my own couple of businesses, worked for a couple of Fortune 500 company. In 2018, a homeless person got killed in front of me in a hit and run accident. I stopped and I rendered help. And that was the, you know, the start of me and the start of For My City. I think that was the changing, the turning point in my life. I used to just drive around the city of Baltimore and rescue food from like local restaurants and stuff, or some instances I would just buy some food. And I used to go and just sit with, you know, homeless individuals and just give them the food and sit and chat, to realizing, you know, as I started partnering with some of these restaurants to pick up the leftover food on a daily basis, how much food waste there was. And, you know, as I started to dive into this problem, I realized the amount of waste that we have in the country. And I wanted to create a solution that could, again, not only address the hunger issue and the food waste issue, but make sure we close the loop on what food waste is. So, you know, last part of the statement that I said there, I mean, we primarily focus on fruits and vegetables, so healthy food. And, you know, the last part of that is when we finish our compost, we give that back out to like local community farms and urban gardens so they could restart the cycle of growing food. And yeah, that's kind of like my story and how I started into this. And I'm really connected to this work because, like I said, I've lived the experience of food insecurity. You know, I've lived the experience of having to go out there and find food and stuff for your families. I also lived the experience of my mom, you know, passing away at a young age because of, you know, the healthy choice, the choices of food that she ate and the lifestyle mm-hmm. that she lived, you know, from diabetes. So, you know, I am really rooted into this cause as far as creating, you know, sustainable and a model that can be copied in any state. So we're very open. I mean, we want people to copy what For My City is doing.
Right. And you have this four-phase sustainability plan that you walked us through. And it's interesting in today's age, there's so much in the way of technology and even turning food waste back into soil. So it's that complete path that helps us to grow healthier foods for the very people that might be in situations where that's not the first go-to. So where have you seen the successes in this? You have this in Maryland, and what are some of the ways that you have seen this be successful in your own community?
Well, we run what we call a zero waste, zero hunger sustainability hub. And that's the model that, you know, we're trying to grow and trying to, you know, raise funds and try to expand across the country. So the beauty about For My City is we're really community driven. We don't have a paid board. We don't have paid executives. You know, we're really run by individuals from the community. We have 17 employees, and every single one of our employees actually came from first being in our food lines, picking up food at a local distribution, to then volunteering, to then being hired onto the For My City team. And we run this program called For My City U, where we hire kids from the community age 16 to 23, and they're the ones facilitating most of our daily operations here at For My City. So we're very rooted in the community. We're one of the only organizations in the US, and if you can find another, please feel free to share the name, that is available Monday through Friday. So we open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for families to come and pick up the food resources that we rescue. And it's pretty much an open concept. So they just walk in, they check in, and then they go down the line like they would be shopping at the local farmers market. They can come once a day, but they can come every single day of the week if they like to. And you know, as they come in, they get to drop off their food scraps for composting. There's composting workshops. We even have live cooking demos at the site where the families can learn how to cook and taste the food that we rescue and we distribute to them on a daily basis. So it's a very interactive, open concept. You don't need to make an appointment to come into Fort Worth City, you just show up. And one of the beauties about our program is that we have a mobile app. We launched our mobile app, and in the app, most people can download it in the US. It's formycity.us. It's a For My City sustainability focused app in the App Store. But in the app, every participant in our program has their own personal dashboard that they can see the month-to-date food savings. They can see how much compost they've created. They can see how much they've donated, how much they've volunteered. And they can actually see the environmental impact that they're making on a daily basis by participating in our program. And the app is real time for your data dashboard. So the participants don't feel like they're, you know, charity in our case, right? Like they feel like they are giving back and they are contributing to, you know, our environmental, plan here.
Right. Well, you've made it that way so that it does work in that fashion. And now you've leaned into some technologies to help people track and feel that success, which I think is always a great thing to lend itself to keep people engaged and keep moving forward with this when you can track your successes. Now, in speaking of technologies, you do have this large indoor composter. Can you tell us how you came to purchase or build this, how this works, and what that process is?
Yeah, so aerobic digestion has been out for a while. What we did is, you know, we partnered with two different manufacturers for aerobic digestion digesters. These particular machines before, you know, used to kind of dehydrate food waste, right? Which again, for us is still a win because the food waste is down in the landfill. It's being converted to usable soil. And what we did with that is we took their technology, we implemented some AI monitoring in it. And then we created our own line of microorganisms that we put into the food waste to help accelerate the composting cycle, but also create a more usable soil on the output. So what we did was just kind of refine some of the technology that was just already out there and kind of made it our own.
And how do you test that soil? What does that look like?
So, I mean, we utilize, so there's a program called UMRI, Organic Materials Institute. They do soil testing for the USDA to make sure that your soil meets organic standards. So this is soil that doesn't have any type of, you know, compostable products or anything. This is just organic materials. And we send soil samples. We have two different machines, one with our organic soil and one with just everything that we compost, so like our biodegradable products and stuff. So the one with the organic goes through the UMRI program, and that soil just gets tested every 6 months or more if they need it to meet the certification. So we send it off to the same labs that every or any other institute would send their soil testing to. So it's independent labs that you send for composting standards. So we mail the soil off and they test it. Sometimes they come to our facility and they take the soil samples and test it. And that's kind of like our process here. So we use the same labs that any other major company that's certified compostable soil would utilize.
And when you take surpluses of food, where is that food coming from? Do you have partners out there that are helping for you to collect the food?
Yeah, so we have major partners in the industry. We partners with local farms. So most of your farms and stuff here in Maryland, we'll have a partnership with. Then we focus on your major distributors because we want to rescue in bulk. So we focus on a lot of the major distributors. And then we have partners like Amazon, Walmart, Cisco, Giant Food, Safeway. And again, we rescue from their wholesale or their distribution warehouse. And our goal really is on the produce, the fresh food side of it. You know, when people think about hunger and food insecurity, there's always that misconception that, you know, they don't have or people don't have food to eat. It's not really that. Is they don't have access to healthy food or food that would actually help them change their lifestyle and their diet in a healthy way. And if they do have it, they're priced out of it. So, you know, our focus here at For My City is really getting, you know, those healthy food items, you know, the fruits and the vegetables to families and making sure they have good access to that items. Plus, it's also the items that's wasted the most.
Right. And when we're dealing with a 30 to 40% food waste situation in America, it seems like this very large problem to tackle, this issue. And you've taken it on head on in your city. How do you see this growing throughout the U.S.? How do you see this model being replicated?
I mean, the beauty about this model is we can replicate this in any city, in any country. You know, I launched this organization in 2018. And in 2020, when COVID came about and every other food bank and every other major, you know, type of distribution was shutting down, For My City ramped up. We replicated our rescue model in 18 states across the U.S., even in places like Puerto Rico, where, you know, a lot of distributors and manufacturers had to shut down. A lot of the food banks were shutting down until they came up with, you know, plans. But with For My City, because we are so community rooted, you know, we were able to just step in and replicate. We had distribution set up in church parking lots and state fair parking lots. You know, we had distribution set up, you know, I laugh about this, but in New York, we had distribution set up in Times Square, where we had, you know, trucks bringing food into Times Square and NYPD unloading, and families were lined up, you know, right and on the pavement, on the streets to get food resources. So, you know, with the hubs, it's a little bit more structured and organized. But when it comes to the model of rescuing and diverting food to families, it's very replicable in any city, any state, any country.
When you think back to how you began and what you're doing now, can you believe how far that you have come and in working also in an industry that you didn't initially go into in college or as an education, but here you are creating something that could potentially change how we see food waste or food insecurity in America?
Yeah, I came into this as an empathetic approach. This was just, you know, purely a passion project for me to try to help people and give back. As I dive into this, I think the benefit of me not going to school for this or not like bringing this as a career is, you know, there's no limitations in my my focus, right? You know, I come into this from a completely different standpoint. I come into this as a like more of a visionary and bringing technology. A lot of things that we're doing, you know, everybody said that couldn't be done. You know, when we were rolling out our mobile app, everybody said, well, you know, these people that are picking up food will not participate in your mobile app. And, you know, I called their bluff, and now we have over 6,000 users in our mobile app, and people love using the app, even the 65-year-olds and the elderlies, right? So they love seeing the impact. And I think that's the misconception in this space, is that the people receiving charity or the people that are participating in these programs, you know, they are like welfare cases, right? Like they just want to take the food and that's it. And I think that's the biggest misconception in this space, is that sometimes people do fall in hard times. And, you know, these same people that are falling on hard times wish they can create the change that everybody else is talking about. So, you know, we just need to build programs that can support everyone. And, you know, what we've done at For My City is we've made sustainability accessible to every single, you know, demographic and every single income level. And that's one of the biggest challenges when I started this space, is I noticed if you wanted to compost before, you had to pay for it. Composting programs are not cheap. They're about $35, $40 a month. If you're a family that is struggling to find or put food on your table, are you going to want to compost, right? Like, we push EVs and we push a lot of sustainability initiatives. We make biodegradable products more expensive than plastic products. And what we're seeing here at FormyCity is we're breaking down all these barriers. With us composting free, with us biodegradable products are cheaper than plastic. You know, with us, you know, we're building, you know, food security, true community impact, where families can see that they're making a difference. So, and listen, I love what I do. I have a very, have a lot of passion for what I do. And I love that we're continuing to break down barriers. And, you know, I work with a lot of different nonprofits across the country that want to adopt our model. And, you know, the challenge is it's always financial, right? Mm-hmm. You know, as a nonprofit, we have to raise money. So, you know, that's always the biggest challenge for us. But we're seeing that our model work, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, that's the vision right now, is that it's working. How do we expand it?
Well, I love that you allowed yourself to dream big without that limitation, and that you drove this and you're continuing to be a leader in this space. And we are lucky enough to have you in our community. There is a zero waste forum that is happening here in Park City on April 21st through the 23rd. You can attend in person or online. And it is organized by Race to Zero Waste. And what is your part in that forum?
I'll be speaking. My time slot is on the 23rd, I think. Yeah. Okay. So I have a session there. This is my second forum with them, where I come and we just introduce the FormyCity model. But we take questions and feedback from the community. And, you know, I'll be involved with a couple other sessions, but I'll be in Utah for the week. Gonna take in some scenery. I've always wanted to come out there in Utah. I'm a huge outdoor type of guy. So, you know, I'm very excited about coming and seeing what's happening out there.
Well, we are happy that you'll be coming to our community, and it is the third annual Zero Waste Forum. You can learn more about it at zerowasteforum.org. I'm sure we'll be talking to more of the speakers here on this green earth. And why do you think it's important to have forums like this, or get together collectively, brainstorming, talking with the community, and rising these stories up?
I mean, because it's the only way we can move forward. The only way we can move forward is to, you know, put everything on the table and get everybody involved and you know, make zero waste. You know, I think in today's society, a lot of people put the barriers up when they hear sustainability or they hear environmental stuff. And these forums, you know, they bring education, they bring community, and they bring, you know, awareness to a platform that I feel like continually gets, a negative aura around it right now. So, you know, we have to show people that environmental sustainability can unify, and we can build programs that are rooted in the community, for the community, and by the community.
Yeah. And what is the website that people can learn more about your organization?
So the website's formycity.us, so the number 4, MYCITY.US.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. It's FormyCity founder and executive director, Christopher Dipnarine. We appreciate you being on This Green Earth today, and we look forward to you being in our community in April. It's April 21st through the 22nd here in Park City. It's the Zero Waste Forum, and you can learn more about that by going to zerowasteforum.org. Thank you so much, Christopher, for joining the show.
Thank you. Have a nice day.